We've had her since she was 8 weeks old, and she's always been amazing. She still is amazing. And it's only the last 3 months, if we've gone out and left her alone, like you said earlier on about the anxiety thing, that she's always been fine. You know, there's never been an issue at all with her. But the last 3 months, she's decided now to go around the house when we're out, open every door. If she wants to move something, she moves it. But the main thing that she does is that she goes into the kitchen, opens the cupboard, and one of them's very difficult to open anyway,
yeah.
Grab the crisps, biscuit, whatever she wants, takes it into the front room and sits on the sofa. The only thing she's not doing is putting the telly on.
Have you left the remote control for the telly on the sofa just to see if she can...
Yeah, it's the only thing she hasn't done, but the remotes are there, so she can get into that. But it's only, like, the last 3 months, and we've come home, and she's been on the bed upstairs, you know, lying on her back. The face that she's got, I've got to take a picture of it. It's so funny. But I've spoken to my friends. They said, get baby gates, you know, lock the cupboards with baby locks. And so I might try that, but I want to get a video of what she's doing because it must be hilarious.
Oh, send it in. I mean, that's it. You need to get some CCTV camera footage in your house, and we'll have a look. I mean, the first question I would ask, does when you come home and you find a sprawled on the settee with a half-eaten bag of crisps, does she look stressed?
No, at all.
No, well, there we are then. I think that answers it. I think what you've got now is a very articulate dog that's decided that when you're out, it's the ideal time to watch tasty movies on the television and enjoy snacks. And I think the only thing you've got a German Shepherd dog with a high intellect, and it's actually managed to open door. I mean, I have to say, normally that sort of behaviour, I wouldn't classify that as a stress dog. I think that's a dog that's in total control of its life. Yeah. I think you're going to need to either buy child locks for the cupboards or padlocks for the doors, or do as my family did, turn the door handles the other way up. That's always a good one. See if you can master pushing a door handle up rather than pulling it down. That would be another way to tackle it.
That's a good idea. I'll try that. But we've barricaded the doors. We've tied the doors. We've done everything you can think of. I can't even get out of this sometimes.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's happening here is she's now treating this as a game, and you're just increasing her escapology talents with every time that you leave her alone. You know, you set her a progressively harder and harder task. She masters it, and she's looking forward to seeing your response when you come through the door to find that your latest trick hasn't worked. But I honestly don't. I think what you've got there, as I say, is a dog that's well in control of its own existence, and I don't think it's stressed at all.
And there is Sean on BBC Radio Wales.